Hi everyone, welcome back to Newbie. Today I'm going to be talking about guys versus girls perspective, and today I have a special guest. His name is Jonathan. Would you care to introduce yourself?
Oh man, you know, it's the one and only. They call me Dark Chocolate on the streets. But the one and only outside of him, Jonathan Beverly, aka JBC, aka just aka. That's it. That's all I gotta say.
Okay. Yeah, so we're just gonna jump right into it. It's about to get juicy.
Wow.
It's about to get juicy.
She doesn't know what she's in for.
Nope. Okay, so I asked my Instagram some questions. And so the first one I pretty much asked was, what do you consider like cheating in a relationship?
You go first.
I'm gonna hit you. Okay. So for me, it's just like any attention given to like emotion, like it's kind of hard. You know, there's like a lot of different scenarios.
Give me a scenario right now.
Pretty much anything that you do with someone else that's only supposed to be done within a relationship, you know?
So if you get coffee with a guy friend, is that cheating? But you're only supposed to do that with your relationship, so is that cheating?
Well, it's not a date.
How do you know? How do you know your guy friend doesn't look at you the way you look at him? Ooh.
No, but if I... There's also, like, that trust and that boundary, you know? Because you go on dates with your significant other. You don't, like... You know?
Yeah, I guess I can see that. I can see it.
Okay. And then, so, through the questions I asked over my Instagram, a lot of people said, like, emotional and physical attention or attachment to another person, flirting, hanging out with the opposite sex alone, romantic texting, snapping, kissing, and someone said cheating, just straight up cheating, which that was kind of
funny. Dumb.
But, what would you consider?
I would consider cheating. Well, I feel like in a relationship, you have to justify with each other what cheating is, because everybody's different. For me, I don't really care. I don't care too much what my girlfriend does if I trust her, because I feel like she'll have my back. But I feel like, for me, you going out with a guy friend isn't cheating to me, because I trust you. And because if it's not that, then it's not cheating to my eyes. You can go out with your girls, you can dance with your girls at the bar and stuff. I don't consider that cheating. Cheating to me is like, like that. So in that one way, it's between the relationship. So we discuss like what I don't like and what you don't like, and I'll just make sure I won't do that. And I feel like cheating is mostly what you wouldn't do, what's not comfortable in front of your girlfriend. So if I'm with my girl and another girl walks up to me, I'm not gonna hug her tight and, you know, hold her hand and be like, come with me, you know, because that makes your girlfriend feel uncomfortable. So I feel like cheating is something that you wouldn't do in front of your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Something that will make her, that you know you'll make her feel uncomfortable if she saw or found out.
Yeah, and like not hiding anything is definitely a communication thing within the relationship. And then a follow-up question I got is, you... Pause for the motorcycle. I'm gonna edit that out. So the follow-up question being, if you're in a relationship and you like cheat on your partner, right? You don't really love that person, you know?
I wouldn't
period.
Say, so you're saying if I cheat on my girlfriend, I don't really love her?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that, because we got a lot of people. Some people's parents have cheated on each other. You don't know, but I feel like when you cheat on somebody, okay, I'm gonna tell you what are my relationships. So she cheated on me, and looking back, I realized the reason she did that, I feel, is because I wasn't showing her the emotion that I should have, that he was showing her. So therefore, it was like she did it, but it was mostly of my causing why she did it. If that makes sense.
No, because she's still responsible for those actions.
Yeah, she's still responsible, but...
But at the same time, she should have communicated to you what she needed from you instead of going and doing that with someone else, you know? Yeah, that's showing respect and...
Well, that's another thing. She may have... Well, I think she... Yeah, she... I don't really know. I forgot. But at the same time, like, if I'm talking to a girl and she's constantly telling me, like, I want you to be more affectionate with me and I'm not doing that, and a guy that she's talking to or one of her friends or whatever that is... That's gonna, like, she loves me and stuff, but she's getting something from that guy that she's not getting from me, which could make her cheat. Or you got the cases where, you know, you're drunk or whatever, which is no excuse, but doesn't mean you don't love no one though.
I feel like if you do love that person though, you wouldn't even think about anyone else or think about cheating on that person because you love them, you know?
Yeah, true. That's what going through a relationship is. You're going to go through things like that. But...
Like, it's not all going to be unicorns and rainbows, but it's also not going to...
That's mostly for, like, marriage. When you're dating, though, it's like...
Even with dating, it's still not it. It's not an excuse. It should never happen if you feel like...
So you're saying you really believe that if your boyfriend cheats on you, he didn't love you for real.
For real, for real.
I can't see that. Maybe he's
lacking something like confidence, or it's something about like yourself, you know, or the lack of something you're not getting from a relationship. But it's still absolutely no excuse to go off and do something like that.
Yeah, you're right, but
you know,
at the same time, there's a reason why he did it, though. There's a reason why a girl cheats on you. There's a reason. There's maybe your dick's small. Maybe. These are all facts. These are all. Maybe you're dick small. Maybe you're not doing what you say you do, or maybe you're like, she hears that you're cheating on her, and she just wants to get back. There's a reason. There's a reason for all that, but it's not right. But I don't think that if I cheat on a girl, it doesn't mean I don't love her. It just means that I would never do that anyway. But there's some reason. There's a reason behind it.
Yeah, but that means you're like you're lacking something from the relationship, so yeah. Why wouldn't you just talk to that person and work it out? Because, and if it's not working out, then break up with them.
Yeah, you're
like,
right.
Don't waste your time and effort on going and cheating on someone. That's like the most like disrespectful thing I think you could ever do.
Right, because people don't operate like that now. You can't. They don't. People don't have morals like that.
I feel like with technology, it's like a lot harder.
You
like
can't.
With Instagram and stuff.
You gotta realize in the last 40 or some years that morals and principles have changed. When your parents are our age, they were basically taught to find a woman, you know, work for, you know, work hard, find a woman, get married, all that stuff. Where now, they don't really teach about getting married. You can just fuck whoever you want and live your life. See, so the morals are different. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna do things differently from back then to now. Most people, they won't tell you how they feel. They'll hide it, or they'll do it anyway and keep you on the side. Just people's intentions are different now.
Whack.
Hey, happens, man. Happens.
I don't. Yikes. It's just.
But because I know I know a bunch of guys. I ain't gonna say no names, but who cheated on their girls? But they love their girls. Like they love their girls. They just there was just something that they weren't getting from her, or she pissed them off, or. Something like that.
It's still like absolutely no excuse.
It's no excuse, but he still cheated on her, but he still loved her. That's because you're saying that if you cheat on him, you don't love him.
Yeah,
I know.
No,
for a
you
fact.
Don't. Because if they did, and you know they were lacking something, you would communicate that. Like, why would you not communicate
Most
that
people
with
wouldn't
someone?
Communicate.
Why not? That's so stupid.
I've had problems communicating until just now. This is, I'll probably say I finally grown up as a man because I finally understand the importance of communication and shit like that.
But it's really important to communicate, and it, like, why wouldn't you just communicate?
But
the,
people
and just
don't
be
think
honest.
Like that. It's all about. That's what I'm saying. It's all. I would say it's more about upkeeping and what influences you now. If you're surrounded by people who are morally right, you're gonna do what's morally right. If you're surrounded by people who have their intentions everywhere, you're gonna have your intentions everywhere. This is about outside influences and how you're brought up. That's what I believe, at least.
Mm. Okay. Okay, so then moving forward. how do you know if someone likes you?
I feel like, so, if you don't believe in the Bible, sorry, it sucks for you. But I believe, like, we're spiritual creatures, as in a sense. So, I feel like you can, you know, you ever watched a movie and, like, you were scared from the movie, like a scary movie, you got scared, and then you went home and you're, like, checking all the lights and checking all the doors?
Yeah.
Because you've got that feeling, right? It's the same thing. I feel like, essentially, it's the same thing when you're around a girl that you're talking to. You can tell when a girl really likes you or not. If you make her laugh or giggle or something, she's bit the hook. Now you got to reel it in. That's why guys come up with punch-up. You know, guys come up with pick-up lines so they can reel you in. But I feel like you can just tell by her mannerisms, her behavior, her demeanor. You can feel it if she really likes you or not.
Mm. It's like vibes.
Yeah, vibes. It's like when you walk in a room with like a tension, they say you can tense something, you can cut it with a knife. It's the same thing if a girl likes you. You can tell. You can tell. Why? What do you think?
Well, I pretty much think the same thing. Like, I don't know. I walk by someone and I just feel the vibe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the times I can guess from the start, like, when I know someone kind of has a little crushy crush on me, you know? A
crushy crush? Is that what you call it?
Oh, I'm never saying that ever again. I'm never saying that again.
Yo, guys, I got a crushy crush. Say that in a sentence right now. Hey, I was talking to this guy. He gave me a little crushy crush vibe. What?
Okay, well.
That could be a name of a cereal. I'm about to get some crushy crush at Target. I'll be back.
You could just tell, you know?
Mm. But then again, maybe you can't tell. Maybe she's hard to read.
Maybe he's hard to read. I've only had trouble reading someone, like, twice.
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
I feel like it's simple. I feel like if she really interested in you, she would show you. If she's not, she would ignore you.
Yeah.
Simple.
And I also asked that question on my Instagram. And a lot of people said if they want to spend, like, time with you or you guys talk a lot. But I feel like that's, like, with, I don't know, I feel like that's very vague. Yeah?
Yeah, I talk to my friends a lot.
Yeah.
And I hang out with them. It doesn't mean that I'm, like, well, you can kind of say that because I am interested in, like, in a friendship level. So yeah, you can kind of agree with that. So if I'm hanging out with you a lot, that means I like your aura, I like your demeanor, and I like that around me. So,
mm-hmm.
That's me telling you I'm interested in you as a friendship level now.
Mm-hmm.
You just gotta decipher if I like you or not.
Yeah, and then a lot of people said, if they're putting in just as much effort as you are. I guess.
Yeah, I agree with that. I feel like, that's simple.
Some of the other ones is, like, some of the other ones is when they start acting more shy or show more interest in you. I don't know about the whole shy part, because if I like someone, I'm definitely, like, hands in, like, trying to, like, get their attention. And
whoever said that wrote "Do you like me?" notes when they're kids. I guarantee you.
Do you like me? Question mark.
Yeah. Whoever said that definitely said that. I guarantee.
I guarantee it. Yeah. And then someone said body language, which I pay a lot of attention to that, and that's true. I pay a lot of attention to body language.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
A lot of.
And you just know.
You just know?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Yeah.
I feel like you're wrong.
No.
Mm.
No. Mm. Because body language, if you're interested in someone and you like them, a lot of the times it's like their feet are pointed towards you.
What?
No, just hear me out. Like, their feet are pointed towards you, their attention is at you, they're making direct eye contact.
Yeah, I make direct eye contact with everybody, and my feet are pointed towards them too. I'm gonna start doing that.
No.
Hey, bro, she likes me. Her feet were pointing at me. And she was looking at me right in the eyes. She likes me.
No, no, but listen, okay? So it's like, I've just studied a lot, yeah. Okay? It's hard to explain.
Well, I study it too, you know?
And there's this whole thing with the girls, at least for the women, okay? When you're talking, like, I'm talking to a guy, right?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to flirt.
Right,
okay. This is the flirt zone between the elbow and the shoulder, okay?
What? That's a flirt zone?
Yes.
I'm touching your arms and elbow and I'm flirting
no.
with you.
Oh, no, 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 no. That's the friend zone.
Oh, that's the friend zone.
That's the friend zone. Okay?
Oh, from your shoulder to your elbow is the friend zone.
Yeah.
Okay.
From the elbow to the wrist is the I like you zone.
Okay.
Okay? Wrist to the hand is...
Oh, you're getting deep.
Hold my hand.
Oh, man. Okay.
It makes sense.
Oh, it absolutely doesn't. Because I girls I've liked and I hit them on their shoulder. I don't really hit nobody on their shoulder.
No, you do the.
Nah, I'd be like, come here, and I grab her by her neck and I bring her closer to me. That's the.
Like this?
No. I'm
just playing. Like this?
No, I'm just playing. That kind of makes sense, but.
No, it does. At least that's for me.
But, like, I, like, you know how I, you know, hit them on their backs or something like that? Or, but like, you know, I nudge them a little bit. That's, I guess. But it kind of makes sense. I like that. Shoulder to elbow. Elbow to wrist. Wrist to hand.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's such, like, a middle school thing.
Yeah.
But what? I still pay attention to that.
Okay. And, God, I'm going to have to think about that now. Hey, anybody who uses that. Hit me up on Instagram. Let me know if it works. If it does, I might use it. I might use it.
And then, is it possible to like more than one person?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You mean like?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You ever watch Are You the One? Man. Nah, that's a TV show. That's not real. But most definitely. I feel like when I was younger, I used to talk mm-hmm. to multiple girls, and I liked them
right.
all.
Yeah.
But you just have to see which one's the best for you. Which one's the best fit for you? Mm-hmm. Ultimately, I think a woman were made for specifically for one man, if that makes sense. I feel like you always hear the stories about God doesn't want you to have sex or whatever, but I believe that's too deep to get into. But ultimately, I believe that a woman is just for one man, so you can like multiple one of them, but like basically your goal through life is to find the perfect woman for you.
Mm-hmm.
So like your interest may be everywhere, but there's one that catches your interest above all. So you may like a few of them, but that's when you talk to them, you find the red flag that you don't like,
right?
Or you know, she's doing something that you can't stand and you may try to fix it and she's still not fixing it. Then, you know, that's a red flag. You know, I'm not talking to her. So, yeah, I feel like you can ultimately like... You can like a lot of girls, but there's that one that stands out that you... It's ultimately your choice to pick. So you understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, okay, so... The other one that was a request to talk about from a friend is... is when your girl asks for space, like what that means, or if your guy asks for space, what that means, you know? Because I feel like for a girl, it's truly to like either figure ourselves out or go hoe around, you know?
I agree with you, man. Man, give me a high five. Hoes. Nah. I'm just playing now. Ultimately, I believe when you ask for space, I feel like girls out there actually really do. You know how many girls I talk to? Just give me some space, you know?
Just like that?
You're fucking annoying me. No, I feel like some girls do need some space, but I feel like... You mean like a breakup or just like a space?
Because I feel like, okay, for instance, example, okay? One time... This guy asked me for space, okay? He's like...
Like break up, though, right?
Like space. No, just space.
Okay.
Right. And he was like, I just need some space. And so I was like... Immediately my head was like, what am I doing wrong? What... You know? Because normally when a guy says, I need space, it doesn't mean I'm trying to go over here and try to make myself a better man, fix myself, find who I am, and then come back to you. No, that's normally like, I'm too soft about your feelings, and I care about your feelings, and I'm eventually going to break up with you, and I'm never going to see you again. But it's just like letting it down slowly. Like, it's very, very, very rare when a guy goes off to fix himself, come back into the relationship, and ultimately be a better person.
Hmm.
Like, that's only happened to me once.
How'd that turn out for you?
Not well.
Guess he found his space.
For real.
You want it from my perspective?
Yeah.
I feel like... I feel like if I ask for space... I don't know. I never really asked for space. Who asks for... I don't know. It has to be genuinely... If I ask for space, it has to be genuinely... I can't even talk. It has to be for something that I need to either fix or I need to... have a better outlook on. Because when you're in something, you'll realize when, let's say there's a girl talking to a guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have the instance where her girls are like telling you he's a bad guy and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
But she can't see that because she's in the relationship. She has mm-hmm. her emotions invested in him.
Yeah.
So in order, if I'm taking a break, I basically, if I'm in it, I have to take myself away from it to see, to look at it and see what I need to do better or why I need to do the break for you. That makes sense.
Yeah, but that like rarely happens.
It rarely happens. That's what I'm saying. Like,
you know,
that's why it's hard to answer because I've never asked for that. And I feel like
like a girl asked you for space though.
Yeah, she has, and actually, I think it's good. I feel like. It depends. I feel like, so if you're in a relationship, she asks for space. It's just to cool her head off when you have an argument or, you know, something. She needs her time. You know, you can't, in a relationship, you're always together, you're going to break up. I promise you that. Because you need your time and she needs her time.
Yeah.
But I feel like, now, if she asks for a break, I feel like that's when it's different. Because your intentions can be everywhere. Your intentions can be, I want to fuck around before I settle with you. That's a real intention. Or there's something that you do that I don't like that I want you to fix. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of hard to answer that question.
Yeah,
It depends on the situation. It depends on the principles. It depends on the principles of the person. But I think it's beneficial because if it's legit, if somebody breaks up with me and says we need a break, right? And they say, we explain why. I'm going to go back. I'm going to go in the lab. I'm going to go in my room. I'm going to see what I can do better, whatever, and see why, what happened, what transpired. I'm going to fix it. And then eventually, when I do fix it, if we get back together, cool. But if we don't, I feel like there's a reason why we didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I think it's a good, because actually happened to me recently, and I'm thankful that she asked for that, because I've gained way more insight in life now, because when somebody breaks up with you, you kind of like, damn, that sucks, but you eventually get over it, and you start to do stuff mm-hmm. that like you weren't doing before, and that's why I remember my mom just told me something, and she was like, what she said? She was like, are you a man now? Because if you're a man, I'm not going to help you no more. And she said it in a fucked up way. But it made me think, like, is this why she broke up with me?
Mm.
Because I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do? And, you know, you start questioning things you've done in your life. And then that's why I think it's beneficial, because, man, I've learned a lot. And I start studying more. So I feel like a break apart or, like, space can actually give you more insight.
I feel like it could, but I feel like...
with the right intentions, though.
Yeah. But I feel like the couple times that I've been asked, like, to take a break or to ask for space, it normally is just like, I'm over it, but I don't actually want to break up with you or hurt your feelings or anything like that, you know?
Yeah.
So that's the other, like, hard part.
It also depends. It depends on the guy. Guys should be logical. I feel like guys are made to be logical and women to be emotional. So, like, women do stuff based off their emotional feelings, right?
Yeah.
So
I feel like guys can get like that too.
But
I've been in a relationship where a guy is so emotional that it's just all he like.
That's wrong though. I feel like that's wrong. I feel like a guy can't be emotional. A guy can't be emotional when a woman is emotional, because they don't offset each other. It's like a negative and a positive energy.
Yeah, I feel like there should be like a good amount, because it's not normal for a guy to like never show emotion, right?
But
you have to be able to show that emotion, you know?
And in a sense. So like, for example, women should be more emotional and guys should be logical. But I feel like when they're together, it like balances each other out. So a woman will get moved by something. Like let's say you were sleeping in the bed with your man, your butcher boyfriend, right? And you hear something downstairs and your emotions are firing, you're like, oh, what's happening? Somebody's robbing us. And you wake him up and his logical thinking would be like, he'll listen and be like, oh, that's just the ice machine. You can just hear the ice machine moving. So, mm-hmm. And he like count it like
yeah,
balances.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's why I feel like, because if he was emotional in that situation, he'll be freaking out too, like, oh my god, babe, what am I gonna do? Like, should I get the bat? Like,
just like get the bat.
That's why I feel like.
Yeah.
That's why I feel like a man should be logical and a woman should be emotional. Now he can show some emotion, like comfort her, like when, like if you have a miscarriage, and he comes in there, his job as a man, as your boyfriend, really is to protect you, make you feel, is to take your insecurities and take mm-hmm. them away from you, and because you know. You can't be emotional with you. Like, he has to be strong for you. He has to be there mm-hmm. for you, right?
But I feel like if that's, like, in that case, it's okay to show a little emotion, but you still have to be, like, strong in that yeah. aspect. Because, like, miscarriages are hard.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, it's not fun to go through. So, like, in that case, like, if you're really trying to have a kid, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Then, like, the man would and should be, like, upset and disappointed and sad about it, because
yeah,
that's
should.
You know, and it's okay to like show emotion. I feel honestly, to me, it's like kind of more attractive when a guy shows me a little emotion, and like if they get like a little teary-eyed or like like if my man don't cry at my wedding, I don't want to get married.
I would never cry at my wedding.
Why not?
No.
Not even if like your girl's walking down the aisle and you're just like, she's so pretty.
Yeah, she's pretty, but I'm not going to, like, I feel like guys are too much emotion are women. I feel like they act like women. A guy with too much emotion. So, like, think about this. So, a guy, you're in a bar, and a guy steps on your shoes, right? Like, you're a guy right now.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy steps on your shoes. Your emotions will get the best of you. You want to fight him. Fight him for what? It's just a shoe. That shoe that you paid $107 for was made, it was created, this only $2. So you're getting mad over somebody over a $2 shoe that was made that you paid $106 for. That's stupid. You're gonna fight somebody over a shoe.
Yeah, girls are more emotional.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. If you're a guy, that makes no sense. That makes no sense to me when guys do that. When you fight somebody over stepping over a shoe, when you don't think logically about it. When you don't think like, oh yeah, he stepped on my shoe, it's cool. Whatever. But I'm not gonna fight nobody over stepping on my shoes. See how that's dumb?
Yeah.
See, girls is different. Girls will like each other for no reason. Just, she's like, I feel like she didn't like me. It's the emotion right there. You see that? That's
mm-hmm.
the difference. That's why I believe that women are more emotional and men I feel like men should be logical, but men today are not logical. I feel like men today act more emotion than...
Yeah. I've definitely been in relationships where, like... The guy uses his emotions to get to my emotions, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it's just like...
Like, if I know he's sad or he's really down on himself, and he'll use that on me because he knows that it's going to make me sad and be sad with him and take care of him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's an emotional trait. I feel like a guy's job in a relationship is to provide and protect. That's what I believe. I wouldn't know all this stuff. It wasn't for my last girl asking for a break, because I went deep into learning and researching. But I wouldn't learn any of this stuff now if I didn't go through that. So right. I feel like pain is just like another way for you to mature, because once you go through something, it makes you stronger. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, for sure.
All right. Go ahead.
You good?
Are you good?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Okay. And the last thing is, I don't know. Do you have anything else? I asked you to think and ponder.
Oh, think and ponder.
Yeah.
Ponder.
Yeah. What you got?
What are your five keys, or like not your five? What are your top keys for a successful relationship?
Communication is number one.
Communication, right.
Honesty kind of goes hand in hand with communication for me, mainly because in one of my relationships, I wasn't allowed to communicate, or I didn't feel valid enough to communicate. Does that make sense?
You put your ass under the woodwork, huh? Yeah. No, I'm just playing.
No. And so, like, trying to learn how to communicate has been really hard for me, and really, like, it's almost like vulnerable, because a lot of the times when I communicate, I have to trust that person, because when I communicate, it's mainly I'm communicating with that other person about my feelings, I'm feeling and my emotions.
Right.
And once someone treats you like your emotions are invalid and that they're wrong, and it's just, you know, shut up, turn over, go to sleep type of a thing.
Bro, like, it's crazy.
It's hard to come back from that, you know?
I'm going to use that. Hey, do me a favor. No, you roll, shut your mouth. All right. Interview's over. My turn to talk. No, I'm just playing. That's crazy. I'm going to use
that. And it's like, it's like damaging almost. And so it's... So, communication and honesty for me.
All right.
And then, and being able to trust that person is really, like, you know, because I've been through stuff, you know, going into a relationship, I have to be open about, like, what I've been through, what I've gone through, you know, life, so they understand me more and how to take care of me more. Does that make sense?
You're right, okay.
So there's that. So that's two.
Yep.
Number three, they have to be somewhat funny. Or funny.
Somewhat? Okay. Yeah. Bet.
Yeah. And then just like have a good personality. Someone I click with, you know? Someone I feel comfortable around.
Okay. Right.
All of that. And protective.
Protective? You want to protect your guy? Every guy should be protective, so.
For sure.
Okay.
Like, some guy tries to come over and hit on me while my man's right there.
You want him to react on that?
Or just be like, yo, I know she cute, but she mine, so bye.
Yeah. You want him to be aggressive about it, or just be like, hey, look, don't disrespect, but don't disrespect me while I'm here. Stuff like that. You want him to be civil about it, or you want him to be like, hey, look.
Well, depending on the situation.
Depending on it? Oh,
yeah, okay. Like, if it's going to get heated, let it get heated.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
I think you're one of those,
huh? Oh, that's cute. Babe, you're so hot when you're out there defending me. And oh my God, I just soaked inside because of you. Yeah, no.
No, I just need someone protective, strong enough to protect. You know, I don't need no twig standing up for me.
Oh, have you seen your boy? Okay. I'm not going to make no jokes.
I'm dead. have you seen. Okay, what about you?
Man, okay, I feel like there's five things to a successful relationship. I feel like number one is implying God, or like, Yeah, that's look, good. Look at you. Look at you. You slipped it, boy. I'm out here killing her. She don't even know.
No. Okay, that's another really important one. No, obviously not. I thought you said traits hey, to look see that? For in a guy.
That's my spiritual side talking right there. I think the number one is definitely having God in a relationship. Because I feel like you have the base relationship. Like, so, for me.
It's like a triangle.
Yeah, I feel like, for me, it's like a Bible thing. So, everything that I base myself off now is off the Bible. I remember, you know, just everything I do. Like, so, if I'm marrying a woman and I tell her, actually, I got a question for you. In a relationship, would you let the man be the head of the household?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Most girls don't believe in that today, which is all that feminist stuff. So,
I feel like there's like a...
I'm sorry. I'm not even gonna get into it, but
yeah, it's a touchy subject.
That's a very
like
touchy
I'm a matter. Like I'm a feminist, but I'm not like a feminist. You know?
I can't stand that hardcore.
Me either.
Have you seen a feminist with a good man? Give me one. Okay, I'm not gonna throw that. But anyway, so I feel like you base everything off of God. So basically, the Bible talks about man being over woman. So like in a relationship with me. We have to follow that guideline. Doesn't mean like I'm gonna be like, hey, make me a sandwich, but it's gonna be like, just that I'm the head of the house. Like,
yeah, you call the shots.
Your opinion matters greatly, but at the end of the day, my word is the final word. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
That's
no,
why
I agree, and I'm kind of like, my dad's the man in my household, so you know whatever he says goes.
You have to respect that authority. Like men, men have authority. You know,
that's a deep
conversation. I can go deep into, but I've been learning about that lately.
Okay, that was one, two.
So God, communication is definitely my number two, because man, you don't understand how hard communication is, or what it was. What's that? That was for me. Communication is easy now. Now that I learned. I feel like forgiveness is the third one.
Ugh.
Man, look at
smart.
You.
You're smoking me like a cigarette right now.
Cigarettes? You smoke cigarettes?
No.
Nah.
Get it together.
You know, don't worry. I'm as snug as a bug in a rug right now. That's another metaphor. It's a southern saying. Forgiveness. I feel like in a relationship, and it's at the end of the day, it's either you rock with me or you don't rock with me. Like,
yeah.
Even though, like, I may have done something to fuck a relationship, if you forget, you have to. I feel like forgiveness is big, because forgiveness is not just for, it's not just for me, it's for you as personally. Because when you don't forgive somebody, they like it burdens you, holds you back. It talks about that in the Bible too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it stops your progress. You ever wonder why? Like, you haven't forgiven somebody for years, but once you forgive them, you feel like a release, and your life starts going. There's a reason for that. So that's why I feel like you have to forgive. Because if you think about it like this, it says in the Bible that God, he forgives and forgets, if I'm not mistaken. So if he forgives you for something that can lead you into eternal damnation, why can't you forgive somebody something that burdens you? You know what I'm saying? That makes sense, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
So, I feel like...
Plus, like...
Hold on.
And it's also, like... It's a commandment from God to forgive man. Like, we're required to forgive man.
Mm. That's why I feel like... That's why I say God... That's why I put God as number one, because it's, like, a huge...
That's such a good point. Let me redo mine.
Nah, it's a huge thing, because... You have to have that in a relationship in order to thrive.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And so, I feel like forgiveness is huge, because if you're with your boyfriend or with your girlfriend and you haven't forgave her for something that she's done, you can't grow as a relationship because you're still holding on to that. So, forgiveness is three. Who's my fourth? I had it too. I think loyalty. I would say loyalty four, because when you have loyalty with someone, it's like, I feel like in a sense it's better than love, because you can betray somebody you love.
Mm-hmm.
you know. But I feel like loyalty, because, you know, people have blind loyalty. Like, loyalty without a cause. And that's what I want. I feel like that comes in, like, when you're out, let's say you go out to, you go out to a club in L.A. with your girls, right? But you have such a strong loyalty to me that you won't even question, even do something with another guy, because your loyalty is strong to me. So you can say loyalty and trust in that one. And then my fifth one is, I would say love. I feel like love is ultimately what you want it to end, because love is such, it's just, it's probably the strongest emotion ever. It's stronger than anger. Because with love, and love is basically, when you love someone, you basically do what's morally right for them.
Yeah.
So even though I may be mad at you for eating the last piece of chicken or pizza, or no, that's a dumb one. Maybe I'm mad at you for breaking the window in my car, but I love you so much that I'm gonna still hug you at the end of the night and tell you it's okay. We'll get it fixed tomorrow, you know?
Yeah.
Or you may have done me wrong, but I love you so much that I'm gonna forgive that and still show you how much I appreciate everything you did do for me. See, that makes sense?
Yeah.
That's why, you know, love makes you do crazy shit, you know, crazy stuff like die for your wife or die for your husband. You're not doing that regularly.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not. I just met you, I'm gonna die for you right now. No. So, those are my top five. I got more. They got more, obviously. You know, you can teamwork. You can put that in there.
Yeah. Because it is a team, you know?
You can put teamwork in there. You got to.
And I feel like a lot of people think, like, if you're in a relationship, that you stop growing, you know?
No, you keep growing.
You keep growing. You keep learning. With that person, you support each other. Right. You love each other through the thick and the thin. It's not going to be all easy. Like, you just have to be there.
For, like,
you know?
The only thing, I think relationship is just like a sport. In a sport, in order to get better, you have to constantly practice, work hard, and then eventually you'll be able to perform at an elite level. Just like in a relationship, you hear these relationships where people have that such a deep connection that they can feel when something's wrong even though they're not together. You know? That's just, that comes through years of just going through things and years of, you know, trials and tribulations, and then that is this. You can't, I feel like you can't just give up. There's a difference between giving up and like letting go of something, or just giving up, period. Like, if your boyfriend's beating you, obviously you should leave. But
yeah,
if you guys are having like misunderstandings or like stuff like that, that's just part of the it's part of the relationship. Like, in a relationship, My I'm gonna be different from you, and that's what makes it click, because you're gonna be strong where I'm weak, and you're gonna be strong. Yeah, you know, same thing, vice versa.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
Yeah. Man, I kept it easy today. I was gonna go ham, say some disrespectful stuff, but
like what?
Nah, I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm gonna be like, women need to kneel.
No.
But nah, I can't do that. I operate differently in my mindset now.
Oh, you all grown.
Oh, I'm so grown. But if you would have asked me that 6 months ago, I would have said something like, women need to kneel, they need to know their roles, and, you know, stuff like that. But I'm not like that no more.
Well, thank goodness, because I would not be sitting here no more, would you?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Man.
Be like, bye.
Now, if we talk about something else, something where I can be disrespectful, like, women can't drive or something like that.
Bye.
Bark. No, I'm just fine with that. Anything else? Anything you want to ask?
No, I think that's it. I think we covered everything.
Okay. I just want to say, whoever answered these questions, some of them are special. Some of them had some really good things, but some of them, for sure, they don't know anything about relationships. Because look at this. What are you saying? If they ask you to marry you? Oh, snap. What?
That's how you know they like you. Duh. They like you enough to marry
you. Who says that? It says, how do you know someone likes you if they ask you to marry you? Well, by then, you're done.
No, that's the point.
Whoever said that eats crayons for dinner, right?
eat crayons.
I'm serious. Start acting. Yeah, okay, I guess so. Oh, yeah, who cheats more? Guys or girls?
I feel like I've never been cheated on, so I can't really, like...
Oh, man, I've been cheated on so many times. Oh, my God.
At least I don't know of.
I'm just playing. I've only been cheated on 3 times.
You've only been cheated on 3 times?
Yep.
Have you ever cheated?
4 girlfriends, 3 times. Oh, man.
You cheated on...
Who? I've never cheated.
Okay.
Because I feel like I want to do to you... I want to show the same respect I want someone to show my daughter.
Mm. This is a man right here.
So, if I wouldn't, like, now, even, like, a little bit, a few years back, I wouldn't never do anything to a girl where, that's what I think about. That's what you got to think about. Because, you know, what you reap is what you sow. So, what you give will come back. So, if you're cheating on your girlfriend, somebody's going to do that to your daughter or somebody close to you. Man, you got to watch out for that.
Yeah, for real.
But for sure, women cheat more. They lie more too.
Yeah. I could see that. But I feel like at the same time women are just more...
They're more smarter about it though.
Yeah. And men are just, you know, emotions. Like a little... No,
they are. I agree with you.
Yeah. Like they're just like, they see a nice girl. It's like, dang, I got a girlfriend back home, but you wanna... a little smoochy smoochy real quick.
Smoochy smoochy. Crushy crushy and smoochy smoochy. What was it, likey likey next? Like.
No, but for real. Yeah, I think we pretty much covered everything on there.
Alright, man.
Well, thank you so much for listening. I will put all of John's information in the description below.
If you want to argue a debate with me, I will gladly win. Oh, I love debating.
When. This is a little bit of a longer podcast, so if you've gotten all this way through, thank you so much for listening.
Oh, 46 minutes?
I know.
Man.
I'm going to have to edit it a lot.
A lot?
Mm. Yeah.
You better listen to the whole thing. If you don't...
Okay, I'll see y'all next time. Bye.
In a moment of hope. No.
Bye.